Recording.
Hello, everybody. This is Melissa, and I'm here on Audio Boo in a different way. I've got my phone hooked up via a patch cord to a radio, and it has those two little places where you could plug the two little tiny jacks in, because I wanted to show you guys something, and you're going to find this very amusing and very strange. My weather app is broken. Now, I don't know if everybody's iPhone comes with a default weather app, but mine is severely broken. And it was working fine the other day, and I don't know how to fix it. I'm wondering if I need to install it or something. Or not install it, but reinstall it, the free weather app from Apple. I'll show you what I mean by that. That's why I put it up so you guys could hear it more clearly.
Weather.
And it doesn't use audio, so it should be fine.
Weather. Local weather. Palm Desert.
Okay, so it says local weather Palm Desert, but listen to this. When I want to get the conditions, it says
currently tornadoes.
Currently tornadoes. It is shiny and bright out there in California. I don't even know the exact temperature in Palm Desert, California right now. I could look it up easily, but it is no way a tornado, but that's not all that's broken about this app.
Currently, degrees Fahrenheit.
See, it says currently degrees Fahrenheit. It doesn't even say the actual temperature.
Oh, are you recording?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So,
okay, that's fine. So it doesn't exactly say the temperature. It's broken. And when I go to read the forecast, I get this. Nothing.
Click.
Yahoo. Weather. Link.
Like, that's going to be a big help for us. But there's no way to access any of the broadcast information. Has anybody experienced that? I'm curious why it does that. Should I reinstall this app from Apple? Or is there a much better app that I could actually benefit from? I don't need one that does all those weather alerts because we're not in a very tornado or hurricane infested area. We do get our flash floods and all that, but that's very rare, especially here in the desert. We're in earthquake country though, or earthquake state, because California is known for its earthquakes. And believe me, Jeremy and I have been in this apartment, and our apartment was rocking and rolling. Remember that big 4.9, Jeremy?
Yeah.
It was a big old 4.9 earthquake.
The one where I came out.
Yes, the one where you were in the shower and you ran out in your towel. Ah! There's an earthquake! At least you didn't go outside. That would have been a really scary thought.
I thought about it.
No! Anyway, so yeah, our weather app is broken. No, I don't want to edit cities.
Help!
I'm very disappointed.
App switcher. Audio boom.
I'm very disappointed in you, weather app.
Audio boom. Record. Pause recording. 1:21.
So that's pause basically recording. What's going on with that. And then Jeremy and I, we went to a guide dog school graduation at the Guide Dogs of the Desert where I've applied for. And we got to see a poodle. His name was Orbit. We got to pet him. What'd you think of Orbit, Jeremy?
He was neat.
He was so soft.
Yeah.
So cute.
Too bad you couldn't have him.
Yeah, I want Orbit, but he's still in training. He's still in training, and I'm not sure I want to wait for over a year for a guide dog. But we need a poodle because of my husband's allergies.
Get a guide parrot.
A guide parrot? Are you nuts?
No, I mean, you'll have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, go that way.
No! You run into a pole, dingbat!
Oh.
No! Get out of the way, Dumbo!
Move out of our way, Dumbo! We're coming through!
See? Can't you see my owners walking? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're running out of time, so I just wanted to show you guys my broken weather app. So, and I just dropped a remote. That was nice. Anyway, we'll talk to you folks later. Have a great day. Bye.